Hello, everybody. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention, but if there is something you are working on or would like to invite into your practice today, of course, you are more than welcome to do so. I am going to begin by lighting some sage just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if you are able to do so and it is safe to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. Really fill up those lungs with air. Feel the rush of oxygen, how it wakes up your body, your blood flow. Your heart is pumping, and your body is working so miraculously, all on its own. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead and take that deep breath in. And fill up a little bit more, really fill up those lungs. And exhale, tuning in to the collective. To all the people you are communing with across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly let your breathing return to a comfortable rhythm, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Every time I take a deep breath, I always blow ash all over the place from the sage. Silly ash. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, I want you to call back to mind our theme of space and justice. And if you set an intention, go ahead and call that to mind as well. Justice is a biggie right now, you guys. It is taking energy and it takes all sorts of mental wherewithal. And I feel like we are just being inundated with information right now. And the energetic space that we exist in isn't always safe, isn't always conducive to our growth. So I hope you are taking time to take care of yourself. As always, this is a reading for the collective. Whenever you clicked on this video throughout space and time, this message is for you. Ooh. Wow. Our card today is the Hierophant, or the Hierophant. I always say Hierophant, but I think it's Hierophant in reverse. And you can see it is a God, king-like figure up on a throne, two pillars on either side with two sort of lackeys down at the bottom. And there's a set of keys that are crossed at the base of his throne. And in one hand, he is holding up this kind of peace sign symbol, but the fingers are together. And in the other is a staff with three branches on it. And he is in sort of papish robes with a very regal crown on his head as well. Part of the reason why I found this so comical is because we got this in reverse, and the Hierophant is known for being this combination of essentially church and state. It is the emblem of the God King. It is the figure of oftentimes a male role or the head of household. If there is something going on in your family systems, this could be To get the Hierophant in reverse, this could be really indicative of some tension with a father figure or a more masculine role in your family. Someone in a really high power position abusing that power. But to get this on our day of justice, and I was just talking about being inundated with information, I can't not talk about what's going on in our world. This is spirit really affirming the feeling that there is injustice going on. There is injustice all around us. I mean, I've been a little, I'll get even more explicit. To have a president in the White House that just last week in an Oval Office meeting pretty much dissolved Europe and the United States diplomacy, and on the backs of that has been completely disgustingly abusive towards the people that he is supposed to represent. So many marginalized groups and people, and just people in general, are being harmed and have been harmed ever since Inauguration Day. And even if we are not personally feeling these impacts directly, or you are not personally feeling these impacts directly or seeing them, you will soon. And they are energetic attacks on these people too, on American people that the president is supposed to represent, on people that we know and love. And that's not okay. To get the Hierophant in reverse is also a breakdown of structures, of systems, which I think we have seen a breakdown of structures and systems happen very obviously over the last 12 years. It has felt very like there has been a system to break down the system. So I'm really trying to think about what the lesson is here within this, because this does just feel like an affirmation of the things that we know, of the things that we are experiencing and are real. I'm called back to what I said earlier when I was shuffling the cards about just making sure that we're taking care of ourselves, because the people in authority aren't taking care of us, and they won't. They're taking care of themselves. And I think that also calls us to take care of each other. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for our communities, for ourselves. I want to shuffle and pull one more card. Source, if you can bring another card forward for clarity on a path forward. Oh, wow. Okay. So we have the Five of Cups in reverse, which I believe we have gotten before, and it is a figure in mourning looking at three cups that have been spilt on the ground and two cups behind them still upright, and the Seven of Swords, which is a figure holding these swords sort of mischievously running away with five of them and two stabbed into the ground behind him. The the Seven of Swords represents theft, betrayal, trickery. It is someone mischievous running away with it. And again, the swords are the suit of the intellect. It is someone stealing our conscious minds. And I think that, wow, that's really powerful. What a message to return to what we know to be true and right, that to turn away from distraction. We are being inundated with information and messages and laws and decrees and things left and right. And that overwhelm is stealing our concentration, our focus. This is a reminder that that is just betrayal. That is just trickery. That is just smoke and mirrors. The Five of Cups, not in reverse, symbolizes paying attention to what we already have. Yes, blood has been spilt, but there is still good to be found here. The Five of Cups, when received upright, is saying, yes, you've spilled something valuable, you've lost something that's important, but don't let that blind you to the good pieces of that that are still here. It's kind of a don't throw the baby out the bathwater message. to get it in reverse is almost chuck the whole thing and move forward. It is saying some has been spilled. And yes, perhaps there is still something here. Perhaps there is still something behind you that has not been totally toppled yet. But it is not worth it. It is not worth that energy. I think in asking Source for more clarity on this, it is saying it is time to kind of go hard in the paint on what we know to be right. It is time to push forward. It is time to reclaim our intellect, reclaim our path, and don't look back. Push forward with strength. The Five of Cups in reverse is also letting go of grief. We're no longer in mourning. We're moving forward. It is action. It is saying let go of it. And not in a it doesn't matter way, but in a it happened. Next step. So thinking about this with justice, it's like, okay, it happened. Next step. Let's get to work. I think that's pretty clear, you guys. Oh gosh. Wow. That's really powerful. To move into our mantra inspired by the Hierophant in reverse, the Seven of Swords and the Five of Cups in reverse, and of course our theme of justice and any other intention that perhaps you set for today. Our mantra is going to be, I go hard in the paint for justice. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's what this is asking us. That's what Source is saying. And I think that also still affirms our own will of what justice can and should look like, of what we want the world around us to look like. It is up to us, and we get to go hard in the paint for it. Okay. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I go hard in the paint for justice. I love that it's a little silly too. It'll stick with us. It'll raise the corners of our mouths with some joy. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra. I go hard in the paint for justice. That one feels good. For our practice today, I want you to do what you feel called to do. Let's leave this one open-ended, kind of an open-ended prompt. When you hear go hard in the paint for justice, what comes up for you? Is there something that you can set in motion or that you could do today to help, to make justice a reality, to create a world that you are proud to live in? Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Let me know down in the comments below what came to mind, what's something you're going to do today for justice, even if it's just committing to posting something on your Instagram story or making a $5 donation to an organization you believe in, or it's something really, really grand and big. Small actions add up to big change. Please also share this with someone that you think would enjoy this ritual or could use this reminder today. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe or follow and leave us a like, a 5-star review, or rating. All of these things are the best way to support the Cohere Collective and our daily ritual and the work that we are trying to do. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, our other content, and our offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.